He's a fool. I don't think that sounds nice.
Uh-huh. What about someone who has a lot of money but won't ever spend any money? You say that he's a...
tightwad.
Okay. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
This means plain.
Is it a good thing to say or bad?
Just common. No, I don't don't think it's a bad thing.
Uh-huh. What if you say that a girl is very common? What would that mean?
I think it means she's a nice girl.
Okay. And say an old person, maybe up in their 80s or so, still gets around real well, doesn't show his age at all, does all the work, you'd say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
active.
Okay. Any other word you'd use?
Mighty...
spry.
Mighty spry.
Okay. And, you might say, well, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
I don't care a lot.
They say, I'm what of the dark?
I'm afraid of the dark.
Okay. And you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now.
I don't understand why she's afraid now.
Because
she's not ever been afraid.
Yes, but using the word used to be, though, you say she...
She used to not be afraid.
Okay. And say if your children were out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or a little...
uneasy.
Okay. And you say, oh, they'll be all right,
just don't worry.
And, somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty. What? Yeah. With his money?
He's mighty bold with his money, or mighty careless with his money.
Okay. And you say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
crazy.
Okay. Any other words you'd use?
Foolish.
What about the word queer or quar?
Queer. She acts a little queer.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Just acts a little strange.
Mm-hmm. Has that word changed meanings recently? Do people use that as much as they used to?
I don't believe so. As much as they used to. You used to hear that word, well, he's queer. Mm-hmm. He acts queer. You used to hear it used a lot.
Has it changed meanings recently? Or?
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe it has.
Isn't it used some now as describing homosexuality or something like that?
In some areas it would has taken on that meaning. Is that what you think of around to? Is that how it's used around here?
I have heard it used that.
Well, I think I have too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Say someone who's real sure of his own ways, you know, who makes up his mind and then you can't make him change his mind. You'd say, well, there's no use arguing with him. He's just too...
stubborn.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say that he's mighty...
he's mighty high-tempered.
Okay. Or you say, well, you better not tease him about that, because... when it comes to that subject, he's still mighty...
mighty...
touchy.
Okay. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
mad.
And someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell him, now just keep...
calm.
Okay. And if you've been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
tired.
Okay. Any other words you'd use?
Hard. Some people used to say I'm tired.
Uh-huh.